Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
With your host, Gemini.
Hello, and welcome back to another edition of Gemini Podcast. This week's topic, American Idol. We'll get into some discussion about why you like the people that was chosen by America and the three judges' wild cards, why they should say or why they shouldn't be at home right now. So without further ado, we will tell you the top five guys, the top five girls, and the three judges' wild cards. In no particular order, top five guys: Scott McCreery, Jacob Lusk, Casey Abrams, Paul McDonald, and James Durbin. Top five girls, in no particular order: Pia Toscano, Lauren Alana, Karen Rodriguez, Thea Magia, and Haley Reinhart. And the three wild cards, again, in no particular order: Ashton Jones, Stefano Langoni, and Naima Ariapo. So, let's get started by talking about the top five guys, and I'll explain why I like them or why I don't like them. Scott McCreery. I think this kid may buckle under the pressure. Also, he's got a truly unique, deep voice for such a young age. Will that be the demise of him, though? I mean, we saw back a couple of weeks ago where he forgot the words to the song. I believe it was Hollywood Week. And there was a couple of others that actually forgot the words to their songs and was let go. I don't understand why they let them go when they were having just as good a week as the next person. I mean, only the judges know why they let him go. But will this kid, you know, be able to sing other genres like rock, pop, R&B? What if we have another Elvis week? Elvis got a deep voice, but he also had a tender side to it. So I really don't know about this Scott McCreery, if he's going to falter, because it seems like he only knows country. And will that be enough to keep him in this game? You know, I really don't think it will. We've seen in past seasons where contestants were sent home because their voice cracked. I mean, really cracked under the pressure of, in the Beatles week, in Elvis week, and in other weeks, producers' picks especially. I mean, then producers pick out some very harsh songs for these people, and they want them to sound good. So, Scott McCreery, will he stay or will he go? Jacob Lusk, kid out of Compton. My opinion, I don't like his voice. I don't think it's talented in any way. We see two screamers already. Look at James Durbin. You know, he is also a screamer, but we're going to stay on topic here with Jacob Lusk. He's got a bluesy, soulful, let's get loud, Pentecostal church voice. And I don't think we need another Adam Lambert in this competition. I mean, Adam's doing really well in his career. I'm really happy for him, but I don't think that that's what America needs for our next idol. You know, he's got good range. He can use his voice. Once again, it's just, you know, that style of Adam Lambert. We don't need that. So, I mean, America, come on. We're in a new revelation here. We've got an African-American president. Let's make some history. Let's pull something really good out of this hat, but not Jacob Lusk. Casey Abrams. Wow, this guy can play a stand-up bass. He even challenged Randy to a bassist duel. I mean, Randy, you ought to take him up on that. Anyhow, this guy can sing as well. He was playing this little instrument in auditions, and it looked like a keyboard that you blow through. I quite don't remember the name of it. Maybe in a future podcast I'll remember and refresh my memory. But the bass, yeah, this guy could play a mean bass. But I don't think that's going to be enough to get him through this competition. His voice, I've watched it crack, I've watched it crackle. He has a style of music that I don't think is going to captivate a lot of audience. For now, it does, but in the future, will it? Paul McDonald. Oh, don't get me started on Paul McDonald. This guy is talented, need I say more? Last week's performance, Maggie May by Rod Stewart, wow, had me actually rocking in my chair. This kid, wow, I don't even know how to put it. He's got vocal talent that is astounding. I think if we were to pick out of all these right now and say, who's your top American Idol? Scott McDonald would have to be the one. Wow. I can't even talk about this guy anymore. He is just, to sum it up in one word, amazing. James Durbin, the next Adam Lambert, or not. Yeah, like I said with Jacob Lusk, we don't need another Adam Lambert. This kid's got range, he's got vocals, he's got good talent behind him. But, you know, a lot of Americans just don't listen to this style of music anymore. We don't want screamers, we don't want death metal. We want something that is going to please the ears of millions, not just a select group of genre lovers. I mean, myself, I listen to a little bit of everything from, you know, the King of Pop to the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, MJ, Kelly Clarkson, just to name a few. I like Reba McEntire, Dolly Parton, Boxcar Willie. A lot of Americans at my age don't even know who Boxcar Willie is. Marty Robbins, excuse me there. Does anybody even remember half of his songs? As a matter of fact, one of them was so popular that if you don't know it as a person today, then ask yourself, do I really know where my roots came from? You know, Marty Robbins was a really good singer, along with, you know, Hank Williams Sr., Boxcar Willie, Ernest Tubb, just to name a few. Do you know who half of those people are? Ask yourself that question. If not, Google them. Go look them up on Google, find their wiki, read all about them. You'll find out that these people are what made music. Moving on now to the top five girls. Lauren Alana. I really don't know what to say about this girl. She's not all that good. That's about it. You know, she's got a voice. I just really struggling to find the words for it. Steven Tyler likes her. I think that's the only reason she's in. Well, apparently America voted for her. So, you know, but in my opinion, I really think she's going to fall. I think she might be going home this week. That's all I can say. Pia Toscano. Wow. This would have to be right up there with Paul McDonald. This girl's got range. She's got talent. She's beautiful. She's got everything probably America needs and wants. Her style of music, I believe we can get range out of it. You know, whether it should be pop, R&B, classic rock, just any kind of genre, I believe that she can do it. But we'll have to see. I mean, we're still early in this competition. People are still going to crack under the pressure, and we're going to still see people go home, whether we liked it or not. Karen Rodriguez. I guess to sum it up in a short little clip about her, I think that her voice is good, but I don't think it's good enough for this competition. I really think that she needs to possibly think about going home, or America sending her home. I mean, what type of choices are we making here? This voice is not star quality. Thea Magia, 15-year-old, right along there with Scott McCreery. Like I said with him, is she going to fall under the pressure? I mean, she's 15. These other people in this competition have got a few years on her. Yeah, she's got an amazing voice. She can carry her notes. She's got range. But the pressure, I mean, so much pressure on a 15-year-old to do so much in, you know, such little time. Sometimes they have as little as 24 hours to prepare and rehearse and get these songs down. And then they're on stage, and then next thing you know, we're voting for them. That's the type of pressure that I don't think that these two kids are going to be able to handle. Speaking about Thea Magia and Scott McCreery. Haley Reinhardt. I think this will probably be right up there with Jacob Lusk. I think that this girl will go home early in competition. Her voice is crackly. It's all over the place. She ain't got no range. I just don't like her at all. But that's just my opinion. I mean, none of the songs that I've heard come out of her have wowed me or made me, you know, want to get up and dance. Okay, a wild cards. Ashton Jones. Really? Come on. What were the judges thinking? That's all I'm going to say about her. Stefano Langone. Yeah, this kid is pretty talented, but he had to be a wild card. What made America choose him, or not choose him, excuse me, and the judges to put him up there as a wild card? I guess they see something in him. Why don't we? I do. I really think he's got a voice. This kid has went through a struggle to get where he's gotten. So, come on, America. Really tone them ears in. You know, are you tone deaf? Yeah. So, moving on. Naima Ariapo. Send her home. We did once, let's send her home again. I mean, we seen it the first time that she has no range. I really think she's going to fall. If she makes it through this week, I'm going to be really, really disappointed. But who's to say, you know? Anyway, let's talk about some people that they've sent home already. Clint June Gamboa? This kid's glasses? Oh my god, make me want to laugh. Had a new pair on every time we seen him. And round? That's just not the style. I mean, seriously? Yeah. J-Lo's new song. Yeah. They released the world premiere of this video, and it was not so good. The only thing I found astounding about this video is J-Lo looked pretty sexy. She's only one of America's sexiest women up there with Angelina Jolie, among others. Yeah, J-Lo, you were looking hot in that video. But, you know, the song wasn't that hot. Another thing I found pretty funny was Randy's face when Naima, when the America voted no for her. His mouth was open. And it was just classic. I mean, he's like, huh? Yeah, one of them looks that only a confused person would have on their face. I mean, mouth in the perfect O, like he was a dog that had been lost and a kid trying to find this dog. And this, yeah, it was just a classic moment. I actually saved it on my DVR so I can rewind and look at that face again. You know, it's a classic Randy face. But, you know, now that we've got all this out of the way, let's talk about the new judges. Steven Tyler and J-Lo. Both of them musicians. But do they really have the ear for other people? I mean, I've watched them over the past couple of weeks let people go that were, in my opinion, really good sounding. Yet they let others that are poorly sounding just pass right through. Really amazed me, you know. JC, the other little 15-year-old, yeah, his voice was all over the place at times. But I really think it could have got better with a little bit of, you know, coaching. I mean, these people are getting coaching by vocal coaches anyway. I think this kid could have done good. There was a few others that got let go. Chris Medina, that's another one. I was like, whoa, why'd they let him go? His voice sounded so much better than a couple of them that they did let come through. Jacob Lusk, for one. Chris Medina would have been a way better spot to fill in his shoes. And I really think J-Lo was questioning herself up there that day. She had to take a break. She was in tears. What, I mean, were these tears over the sad story about Chris Medina's fiance that was in a horrific car accident and is now paraplegic? Maybe that played some factor in it. But listen to Chris Medina's voice. It was truly amazing. I mean, it wasn't, wow, or, you know, I've got to watch this guy in concert, good, yet. Yet is the key word here. With a little bit of coaching, among other things, he's already in a band, for one. I'll actually post a link to his band website if I can find it again. And their voice actually really meshes with the style of music that they play. Did we give him a chance to really come out and show that to America? I don't think we did. So coming to a close today, be sure to watch American Idol and get your votes in. Also, please visit your local pet shelter and adopt a pet today. Adopting a pet not only makes you happy, but saves their lives. That's all, folks.